The foreclosure problem is on the move.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. Americans continue to lose their homes at a troubling pace. Marketplace's Ashley Milne-Tite is here. Ashley, the new report shows foreclosure filings in February up 30% over last year. What does that say to you?
That's somewhat surprising because during February, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and several of the big banks all had temporary bans on foreclosures. So you might think quite reasonably that the foreclosure rate would drop. That said, there are a couple of states where bans or rules preventing foreclosures had actually expired by February, Florida and New York State. And both those places saw foreclosures jump quite a bit, then pushing up the total.
Are the foreclosures still concentrated in the worst hit areas?
They are still happening a lot in states like California, Florida, and Arizona. But we're getting to a stage where new states are joining the top 10 list of states with the most foreclosures. Oregon, Idaho, and Illinois, for instance, are on that list for the first time. And it could be that unemployment is driving the foreclosures there rather than the sort of overly generous loan terms that have contributed to a lot of the foreclosures in the western states and in Florida.
Now, President Obama is going to use $75 billion federal dollars to help lenders reduce foreclosures. So does that mean we're going to see these numbers fall back soon?
You'd certainly hope so, but the firm behind this survey actually seems to think that we won't see that much of a difference. I mean, it may just be that the crisis is evolving too fast and it's too deep for the government to be able to make more than a slight difference to the problem.
Marketplace's Ashley Milne-Tite, thank you.
You're welcome.
And Ashley mentioned unemployment may be a growing force in foreclosures. New figures just out this morning show the number of U.S. workers filing new jobless claims rose by 9,000 last week, and the number of people continuing on unemployment is at a new record high, 5.3 million. Retail sales fell by a smaller than expected margin in February, just 0.1%, and it turns out January sales look better than first thought. World stock markets are sagging. Japan's economy suffered its biggest contraction in 35 years last quarter. Japan's Nikkei index lost more than 2% today. Major European markets are down 1% to 2%. Wall Street was flat yesterday. The drug industry continues to consolidate. This morning, Swiss pharmaceutical giant Roche announced it's taking over California's Genentech. That's the third big pharma deal so far this year. The International Monetary Fund says it will boost loans to Africa and loosen its lending requirements. That's the outcome of a two-day meeting with African leaders just wrapped up in Tanzania. Gretchen Wilson has the story.
Africa really had no part in creating the current financial crisis, but it stands to suffer dramatically. IMF's managing director, Dominique Strauss-Kahn, spoke at the meeting in Tanzania. He said African nations may face greater political conflict and even war as local incomes decline and as unemployment rates increase.
Even though the crisis has been slow in reaching Africa's shores, we all know that it is coming and its impact will be severe.
The IMF will help poor countries boost their foreign currency reserves, but it says many low-income countries may need up to a total of $140 billion in emergency aid for the crisis. Several prominent African leaders will meet with British Prime Minister Gordon Brown next week. They want wealthy nations to make good on earlier promises of increased aid to Africa, and they want development aid to top the agenda of the G20 meeting in London in April. I'm Gretchen Wilson for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by LendingTree, where you can choose up to four customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. American Public Media presents Repossessing Virtue. Engage with wise voices on the economic downturn from moral and ethical perspectives at speakingoffaith.org.
Today is the first birthday of the website Hulu. The site lets you watch full-length TV shows and movies for free. You just have to watch a few short ads as well. Since Hulu began, some big-name competitors have moved in, and TV on the web is now a billion-dollar game. Here's Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson.
Many people heard of Hulu for the first time during the Super Bowl. Actor Alec Baldwin was the pitch man. TV may rot your brain, he said, but Hulu is just trying to soften it.
Mushy mush. And the best part is there's nothing you can do to stop it. I mean, what are you going to do, turn off your TV and your computer?
Turns out most Hulu users are still using both. The site streams 1,100 different shows to a growing audience of 25 million users a month. That's attracting a lot of competitors like Juiced and CBS Interactive's website TV.com. That site was recently redesigned and now functions a lot more like Hulu, says CBS's Anthony Suhu.
We kicked off the redesign at the end of December, and we've seen steady quick growth in the triple digits ever since.
All these sites look pretty similar, so they're seeking ways to distinguish themselves. TV.com led with a social networking aspect. But starting today, Hulu will have one too. Hulu's senior vice president Eric Feng says, surprise, surprise, it's all about better advertising.
Because of this technology, because of this engagement, you now can gather a lot of interesting information about the user and serve better targeted ads.
Bobby Tulsiani follows online media for Forrester Research. He says Hulu may be growing, but it's still the scrawniest kid on the block.
It's getting to be a $1 billion market, but when you put that relative to TV being a $60 to $80 billion market, it still dwarfs it.
Tulsiani says to put on weight, Hulu needs to get people hooked wherever they are.
They should be able to do that on their mobile phone. They should be able to do that on their TV. They should be able to do that from their Xbox.
Right now, they can't. Hulu's Eric Feng says those advances are in the works, but he says the company's currently focused on keeping its status as one of the top video sites in the U.S. and fighting off its number one competitor. Piracy. One more thing. If you use Hulu, you might think it's great to have just a few short ads on a 30-minute show. Bobby Tulsiani says, don't get used to it.
The quickest way to money is multiply the number of commercials, usually. And it's always started this way. If you look at the cable industry, the whole promise of cable in the 70s and 80s was it was TV without commercials.
And we all know what happened with that. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. Thank you for tuning in. Have a great Thursday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.